thank you for joining us on The Skeptic Sidekick, where we delve into ancient societies, the ghosts, the paranormal, UFOs, all looking at it from the perspective of the true believer and from the skeptic perspective. Joining me, my partner, my co-host, my sibling, Kimber Rodriguez. Myself, I am Richard Gregg. And again, let's look into being the skeptic psychic.
Hello, and thank you once again for coming to Skeptic Psychic, where we question the questions upon the questions. I'm your host, Richard Gregg, and with me, as always, the most wonderful, exciting person you could ever meet. Trust me, no, I've grown up with her for about 51 years. No, I take that back. It's only been 46 years. My sister and wonderful companion, Kimber Rodriguez.
Well, technically, it's only been 45. You're a year off there.
I'm sorry.
Don't make me older than I am. So how are you doing this week?
I'm doing fine. Been working. Been pulling up a lot of my old RPG information and really kind of getting it all set up, that sort of thing, for new possible games, you know.
Ooh, interesting. Let me know when you play. We can play on Zoom or something sometime.
Well, I'd love to actually pick your ear possibly later about to actually doing some online RPGing for the Skeptic Sidekick Network.
Oh, interesting. I'm sure some of our viewers and listeners would be interested in that.
Yeah.
Well, this week I want to go ahead and introduce a wonderful person that I've had the pleasure of meeting through Facebook. Her name is Cheryl Massa, and she is known as the Healing Dancer. She's a creator and facilitator of Divinity in Motion. This is a class that combines dancing, energy healing, and angelic guidance. She's been an energy healer and angelic guide for over 10 years.
She's also happened, I've actually heard this from a third person, you know, not a student, one of the biggest fans of the second greatest entertainer in the world, in the universe, I should say.
Yes. We'd like to go ahead and welcome Cheryl to the show. How are you doing tonight, Cheryl?
I am fabulous. How are you?
I am doing great. Yes, I did mention to Richard that you are a huge fan of Michael Jackson.
Who is the first best entertainer in the world?
Elvis Presley.
Okay, you know, I can't really argue with you there. He's not from my generation, but I get it.
Yeah, I mean, even Michael Jackson loved Elvis Presley, so.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Yes. So, yes, Michael might have been the king of pop, but Elvis was the king of rock and roll, so.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
Yes. So, why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
I guess about 10 years ago now, I had what I call my spiritual awakening, or it started 10 years ago. It's continuing, you know, it's always like a continuous process. It never is, you know, fully done. Mm-hmm. Back then I was going through some really rough stuff. My husband had lost his job, and I at the time was working as a dance teacher, and I was teaching little kids, and I thought I was like living the life, and it was like my dream to just teach dance all day long, you know. That's my passion. But when he lost his job, unfortunately I wasn't making enough money to take care of both of us, so I had to go back to the real world, as I call it, the real, like, get a big girl job, you know. So kind of crushed my dreams. Yes. And I was never really a religious person. I mean, I grew up as a Catholic. I went to church, but I didn't really practice that. But at this time, I was so upset and felt like I just lost my way. So I fell to my knees this one day and was just crying uncontrollably and was praying to God. I'm like, God, I know that I'm on this earth to do more than just work behind a desk all day long and be miserable with my life just to make a paycheck. And then I believe it was the next day, I opened an email and it was how to read angel cards for yourself.
Oh, wow.
And others. And I was like, what the hell are angel cards? So I was like, this is really intriguing. So I read it and I went out right away and got my first angel card deck. At the time it was Doreen Virtue. I don't know if you know anything about her, but she was the big angel lady then. And so I followed her closely and learned everything I could about angels. And I started pulling cards for myself. I started learning how to connect to the angelic realm. And at this time I was already doing energy healing. I was doing Reiki. I was already certified in that, but I had stopped doing it. Like I fell away from it. But angel cards actually guided me back to energy healing and to start that practice again. And then eventually I started doing readings for others, started getting back into doing Reiki for others. And then, you know, after years, I had a vision that is what showed me what divinity emotion is. I had a vision of all these people just dancing, having fun, and like all this like light. And a lot of times when I do my healing work, I just see light, and that's usually it's angels, like the different colors that the angels are. And I had no idea what it was. I was like, oh, this seems like so much fun, but how do I bring that image to like, what is it? You know, I didn't even know what it was, but I knew that it was something that I was about to create. So I think it was about 2 years later, no, like 3 years later, I finally created Divinity Emotion, and that was during, you know, the pandemic, during COVID. And I started doing it on Zoom. And then once things started opening up, I started doing more in person. And now I'll be doing it in person and on Zoom at the same time.
Awesome. So for those who don't know, what exactly is Divinity in Motion?
So it's this class that I created that includes dancing, energy healing, and angelic guidance. So it's a class where you don't have to have experience with dance. You just have to love to move your body. There's no, you know, judgments there. It's just you come and just be yourself. And it's all about loving yourself, being free, being open to helping others, because we are able to heal ourselves. That's what energy healing is all about. It's all about intention and setting the intention for what it is, like praying for somebody or sending good vibes. That's healing. That's energy healing. You know, I'm sure I just got chills. Like when you do that for others, you're really like, I'm sure people have seen how that can help. Right.
Right.
So that's the premise of the class. So everybody sets the intention before we really get into class of what they want healing for that evening, and also sets the intention to send everybody else love and healing throughout the class. Everybody gets a song, you get to state your intention. We all dance together. Nobody's singled out. It's just a whole bunch of fun. We get to dance together and we get to dance all the negative crap out. And then at the end, I send energy healing to everybody. And then I also pull an angel card for everybody that attends. So this way they get a little bit of guidance in whatever they need at that time.
So what exactly is energy healing and Reiki? Like, how does it work?
That's a good question. One that is...
Didn't mean to put you on the spot, you know.
One that is sometimes hard to explain, because a lot of the times I always like, I say you have to feel it, you know, like you have to just experience it. It's nothing. It's all about positivity, and it's all about, we are all energy. Mm-hmm. So basically energy healing is life force energy. And as a practitioner, I channel energy from above, you know, from mm-hmm. God, the universe, angels, whatever you believe in. They basically work through me to help move the energy in your body to whatever is needed. There doesn't even have to be a specific intention. You can just set the intention of whatever's needed. And anybody can do this for themselves. It's literally just laying your hands on your heart, if it's emotional or anywhere that's hurting. When I'm doing a healing session on somebody, I'm channeling the energy. They're working through me, but your body really is the one that's doing the healing. It just helps to set that in motion.
Interesting.
I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely.
It does make sense. Yeah.
Yes. How did you get into like the energy healing and Reiki?
I don't remember how I heard about Reiki for the first time. I must have been like on, you know, Facebook or something like that. And I read about it and I was like, oh, this sounds really interesting to me. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to go get certified. I just felt really like pulled to it. Like it was something that I needed to do. And this was before I started connecting with angels too. It was just like something really mm-hmm. guided me there. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So it seems like, as you were saying with the angels, like it was an email you opened and you weren't really sure what it was, but it sounded intriguing. Yeah. And with the Reiki too. So it almost seems like you said, like you were guided yeah. to this.
Oh yeah. I definitely believe I was 100% guided to it. I always knew I was meant to help others.
Awesome. So speaking of the angels, what exactly is an angelic guide? Like what do they do?
An angelic guide, when you work with angels and you do readings with that energy, it's all about guidance. So to me, angelic guidance readings that I do are totally different than like talking to a psychic or medium or a psychic medium or like doing a tarot reading. It's more guiding you in whatever situation you're looking for guidance in. And a lot of the times, you're not going to find out like the outcome. It's not fortune telling. It's not going to say like, this is going to happen in 6 months. You know, sometimes that'll come up and, as an angel guide, like just, mm-hmm. but it's more just guiding people through life, you know, things come up. Sometimes you just need to know some guidance, and it could be some off the wall guidance. Like, am I going to get this job? You know, you don't really want to ask like yes or no questions, but mm-hmm. something along those lines. And it won't be like, yes, you're going to get this. No, it's more like you need to focus on this right now.
Right.
In order to live your best life. Yeah.
So do you just connect with them through the cards, or is there any other ways that you connect with angels?
The cards are really just a tool. And it helps people to see it mm-hmm. and hear it more. Mm-hmm. But I do get other intuitive, or hear or just know things.
Oh, interesting.
When I'm doing readings. Yeah.
I don't know if you know, but my husband had a stroke almost 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And when he was laying in the hospital, we weren't sure if he was going to wake up or whatever. And I remember I was falling asleep and I hear this voice say my name. And to this day, I swear it had to have been an angel because it was a voice I'd never heard before, but it was very light, very soothing. And it just, I got this reassurance over me that he was going to be okay. And yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah. I just got chills. Yeah. Yes. I love that. Yeah. I don't necessarily like hear like that. I have heard, but angels talk to me a lot, and even spirit or like past loved ones talk to me a lot mm-hmm. through music.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I'll just be like listening through something. Like when my grandfather mm-hmm. passed, the very next day, I just got out of the shower and I had the song, I Will Always Love You in my head by Whitney Houston. And I just started crying. Like I knew it was him. I knew, you know, he was talking to me.
That's interesting. Yeah. When my dad passed, because my dad would call me his ladybug. That was his nickname for me. So after he passed, for several years, I would see little ladybugs everywhere. and they would like fly on the car. They would land on me. I would try to shoo him away and they would come right back. So I always believed that that was him letting me know he was still with his ladybug.
Definitely. I always say there's no coincidences. Mm-hmm. There's nothing.
Yes.
Sorry, I've not been talking too much on this one. I've just been listening intently.
Okay.
Me personally, I am somebody who, Kimber can be a witness to this. I break into song and dance whenever I'm, you know, feeling a little bit blue. And, you know, one of my favorite dancers is like Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly. And both of them are both like, you know, you're dancing, it's what you're feeling inside, you know.
Yeah.
You can go off professional and they'll teach you the steps, but it's, you know, what the emotion is at that point that, you know, really brings the dance.
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
That's why dance for me has always been healing. I always used to say dance was my therapy. I started dancing at 7 and it got me through the toughest times in my life. Mm. And that's why I always wanted to include dance and energy healing in something. Others feel that too.
Yes.
Did you start off when you were a child learning how to dance, or did you just fall into it?
I started as a child. I started at 7 years old, and the reason I started dancing was because of Michael Jackson. I would watch his videos on MTV, and my parents were like, you need to go into dance class.
It's so awesome.
So I credit him for introducing me to the world of dance and the healing aspect of it.
Yes, he was an amazing dancer. I definitely have to say that. I still love to watch his videos as well and see him dance. And his music was amazing, or is still amazing to this day, even if he's not around to sing it.
Yeah.
Well, I remember there was a YouTube thing about a year before he died that he just popped up on stage and 10 minutes of people screaming and yelling and crying, yay, Michael, go, Michael, yay. And then they compared it to Elvis walking out on stage right after, you know, his introduction music and just people just going nuts, you know, mm-hmm. to where.
Yeah, yeah. That's like, I think that was the Super right. Bowl.
Yeah.
Like when he did the Super Bowl mm-hmm. back in the 90s, he popped out on stage and just stood there for mm-hmm. like 5 minutes. And the crowd was just crazy. He had that energy about him.
Yeah, I actually read a little thing about him on Facebook the other day. And it was talking about when Weird Al Yankovic wanted to do his parody of Bad.
Yeah.
That Michael not only approved it, but actually let him use the set that he used mm-hmm. to film it in. And I thought that was actually pretty cool because it opened the door for other celebrities to allow him to make parodies of his music.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go back and look at Eat It. That's actually the same cast from the Beat It video.
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
So he got to do both. Wow. That's so amazing.
He got to do both. And when he did Fat, he actually helped Weird Al choreograph the dance sequences.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Divinity Emotion, that actually came from one of his songs.
Really?
The song Dangerous.
Oh, okay.
It was after I had that vision. And then I was like, what do I call this class? Like, what is it called? And all of a sudden I was like listening. I always listen to Michael Jackson. It's literally mm-hmm. a daily thing because his music just is the same as dancing. It's mm-hmm. very healing for me. And all of a sudden I heard those words, like, Divinity Emotion. And I was like, that's it. And then I kid you not, it showed up everywhere. I would hear it like playing and I wouldn't even be using like Spotify or anything like that. All of a sudden the song would come on like the radio or something. And like, that's not a song that typically plays of Michael Jackson's.
Right.
I went to a dance recital of a former dance student, had no idea anything about the recital. And they did like a big dance number with that song. And I was like, all right, I hear you. What I'm gonna call it.
Yes.
Yes. Come on, Michael. I hear you. All right.
Oh, that would be something he would do if he was still around.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
You know, you were talking about angels, how they talk through you, and you said you don't really, you know, hear them per se, but it's like the emotions and the feelings that you get, that sort of thing. With me, it's kind of the other way around. I've actually, you know, had conversations with angels, and, you know, most of the time it's a lot like, you know, don't worship me, that type of situation. I'm just a messenger from the other realm, the God, or, you know, I'm not somebody to be worshipped. I'm just a messenger, you know.
Right.
Don't look at me. I'm just bringing you the answers that you've asked for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Higher power, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Angels. Yes. I mean, to me, angels are messengers of God, basically coming from the higher being.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember my mom telling a story about when I was little and her and I were going somewhere and she ran out of gas and this guy stopped and told her, you know, he was going to take her to the gas station. And she said she felt very calm around him, but he did tell her, you know, don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you or anything. So they went to the gas station. They came back. The guy put the gas in the car. My mom turned to open the door, and when she turned back to say thank you, he was completely gone. The car that he was in was gone. So she believed that that was an angel who was sent to help her out in that moment.
Yeah in a sense an earth angel.
Right.
Well, I don't know. You never know.
Only because they were on earth.
True. This is true.
They were on earth at the time, but not the—
Yes.
Not the earth angels that we are.
Right. Yes. Yes. Because I do believe that miracles happen through everyday people, but there are those special cases when he sends a little extra help when we need it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think Willie Nelson said in the song Yesterday Wine, miracles appear in the strangest of places. So,
yes.
Yes. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah. I love stories like that.
I actually took one of Cheryl's classes, and I have to admit, it was a lot of fun because I suffer from anxiety and different things. And after taking the class, it really did help me to feel so much at ease. And it was just amazing. And I was kind of like, you know, this is my first time. I didn't know what to expect, but it was just amazing. The feeling I got from it, the whole vibe of the class was just amazing.
Thank you.
So,
yeah.
Yes.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Yes, it was a lot of fun.
We're getting so much information out of you, you know.
Yes.
How long do your sessions last? Is it 1 hour, 2 hours?
It's typically 1 hour. It depends on the amount of people that are there, but I try to keep it to an hour. Especially because it's usually a weeknight, so I don't want anybody, you know, going to bed too late on a work night.
Yeah.
I can still relate to that.
Don't want to have an all-night party and stop the session at 3 a.m. just to turn around and go to work at 6. So.
Right.
Right. I could have done that maybe 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yesterday, one of our coworkers is like, I was out too late last night. I can't come in this morning. It's like, oh,
I understand.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then, of course, you know, I would actually be up all night and going to work the next day, be like a zombie, and take a couple hours sleep after work, go right back out again.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Yes.
Those were the days.
Yes, they were.
Yes.
No more.
Yes.
I need my sleep now. I need it.
Right. Yes. By 10 o'clock, it's like, guys, I gotta, you know, head off. It's late for me.
It's still fun.
Yes. And you have a Facebook group as well, right?
I do. Yeah. It's called Divinity in Motion with Cheryl Mazza, the healing dancer.
And I know you do like daily readings and stuff as well.
I'm actually changing up my posting. Because I want to focus more on the class Divinity in Motion, because that's my baby.
Right.
And it combines all three of my passions. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, but I do, I will be popping in there and doing like Facebook Lives again, pulling cards for people, or at least posting, offering to pull cards. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's what, you know, whatever you feel like, or is it, you know, a kind of take a couple of steps and then do what you feel, or, you know, how is it, you know, going through one of your sessions?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'll explain to you from kind of beginning to end. The way we start the class is we start off with centering ourselves. So I'll walk everyone through like a grounding, centering, connecting to the angels or whoever you want to connect to and call in at that time. And then we, during that, we do like a little healing hands initiation where I have you draw hearts on the palms of your hands because everything's all about love. And it kind of activates that healing energy within you. And we set our intentions, like for what you want that evening, and then to send love and healing to everybody there. Then we go into just a fun dance song to just break the ice and just move around the room, move around, get your body moving, getting into the energy of dancing. And then after that, each person gets a song of their own. So say Kimbra was there. I would say, Kimbra, what's your intention for healing? And then she would tell me and tell all of us. And then we would play the song and we would all dance together with setting that intention to send Kimbra love and healing for whatever it is she's looking for at that time. And then each person, it will go through each person. I always include at the end a world healing dance where we send love and light to the world itself, plus anyone, past loved ones, people still here on earth, you know, who need some love and healing. It's basically anyone in the world. And then we end with like a inspirational song to stretch it out and slow it down. And then I end it with what's called, I call it the Be Still song, whatever song I choose. Everyone just lays down, sits down, whatever, comfortable. And that's where I send additional energy healing to everybody. And it all just integrates at that time. And then at the end, I'll go over like angel cards. If anybody has any questions about their card, if they need further guidance, I'll then, you know, sit with them and give more guidance. But it's really fun. Sometimes healing can be a little rough, but it's a good thing. But with this, with dancing, it helps to just move all of that crap through your body and get it out. But at the same time, you can be smiling. I mean, you can cry too when you're dancing. I've done that before. But when I'm done the song, I just feel like the weight of the world is lifted off of me.
Awesome. And that's how I felt that one day that I was able to attend it. Like you said, you just feel like the weight of the world is lifted. You feel more at ease, happier, yeah. Lighter.
But also, like, even if you're going through like a really rough time, it helps to clear that. But also, like, say you have to go and have like a difficult conversation or something. I don't know. But for me, it just makes it like easier. Like it cleared something so that I'm not so worried about it. I'm not so anxious about it. And I can just do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. You know, has anybody ever done You Light Up My Life when they're, you know, dance to that sort of thing?
Not yet. I can definitely really include that. I mean, I'm always looking for recommendations on music.
Yes. It's a, you know, old Debbie Boone song from the 70s.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I'm going to write it down.
Okay. Yeah. See, I'm giving suggestions.
See, I would love to do like things on Facebook where like I do little dances like this, but the freaking copyright always gets me. Mm-hmm. Darn it.
Oh, I know.
But people know, you know, it's the music too. The music has got its own energy and that.
Right.
You know, it's so healing in itself. So, that's why I don't want to use like non-copyrighted music or songs that people don't know, you know.
I don't think anybody's copyrighted Ode to Joy, so.
Well, and the thing is, like she was saying, to me, a song that I'm familiar with, that I have memories with, I think I would get more out of than just some, like you said, some random song that's not copyrighted that we've never heard before. Because I think that's part of the energy healing is those memories. Am I correct?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, like words and songs bring up stuff for you, you know? Yeah.
Words and music are very powerful tools in, you know, healing.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it almost reminds me. I don't know if you ever heard that one song from the 90s called The Song Remembers When.
Remembers When.
It's a country song by Trisha Yearwood. And it talks about that, how like you hear a song and it takes you back to that time that you first heard it.
Yeah.
And so that's what music does to me, is like it takes me back to those times.
Yeah. I remember when I was in college, when I went to college, it was my first time like away from my parents. I was so nervous. Like, oh my God, how am I going to survive on my own?
Right.
It was also the best thing I ever did. But I remember at the time, you know, I brought CDs with me. I had a CD Walkman, and I would listen to music like all the time when I was like depressed mm-hmm. or scared or whatever. I went to school for dance.
Right.
So I had that, but like when I wasn't dancing, I at least had the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, my first time away from home, you know, completely away, as I went and joined the Navy.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I really didn't have that, except for the songs in my head right. for the first 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for your service. Couldn't do it.
Huh? It was an experience.
So are your classes available to men and women, or just women, or?
Oh, it's available to anybody. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's open to everyone. I've had men take it at the in-person
class. Oh, okay.
I haven't had any men take it on Zoom yet.
Oh, okay.
It's coming. It's okay.
Yes. So man, woman, young, old, all are welcome.
Exactly. Yes.
I used to listen to music all the time, but I've noticed as I've gotten older and life has gotten crazier, I don't listen as much as I used to. But I definitely noticed it is something that's missing in my life, because I used to love, like you said, listening to music. Even like my big thing is I don't dance much, but I love to sing. Mm-hmm. Even though I can't sing, I still love to sing along. And that's kind of for me what helps open that energy up is singing.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I was just talking to somebody about that the other day too. I was like, I think I was doing a session for someone, and that was like a message that came up, was like, sing in the shower, sing your favorite mm-hmm. songs, you know, bring that joy back into your life, you know.
Yes, that's interesting, because that's what I need to do, start singing more again, because I used to sing all the time. And now once in a while, if I have the radio on, I'll sing along, but not like I used to. I used to always sing, whether it was in the shower, washing dishes, no matter what, I would sing. And life has gotten crazy, and you forget things like that with life getting crazy.
But you can always sing too.
Yes. Yeah. My husband's one, like he'll sing anywhere he's at. Like if we're at a restaurant and a song comes on, he'll just start singing along. And
oh, I love that.
Yes. Yeah. It's interesting, because we were taught don't sing at the table. So like I kind of still cringe a little when he starts singing.
It's like me when I'm out, and if a song comes on, usually if I hear Michael Jackson, it happens a lot. I'll just, like, we were in Best Buy. Mm-hmm. I was with my husband, and Don't Stop Till You Get Enough came on, and it had like this psychedelic thing on one of the TVs in like the sound area. And I started dancing. My husband just walks away. He's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
The first time I actually started dancing in front of my wife, she says, are you okay? I'm like,
no, my husband loves that I dance. He just doesn't like when I do it in public, and like when there's a lot of people, like in a place that's not for dancing. Like it's not a club, you know.
Yes.
I'm great. Come on, dance with me.
Yeah, since his stroke, he started doing that dancing wherever we're at. And I just bring out the phone and start recording.
Sorry. Yeah, exactly. That's what I want him to do. I'm going to tell him next time, just start recording me. You can make fun of me. Okay.
Yeah, put it on Facebook.
Right, yeah.
TikTok. I actually saw today that you started a TikTok as well.
I did. I'm slowly breaking into that. I was so scared of it.
Yeah.
But it's kind of fun. I haven't done any of like the TikTok dances, but yeah, it's fun. You can definitely get lost.
Right. Yeah. I actually, I can't get into TikTok. I've tried. I can spend hours on YouTube, but TikTok to me, I don't know. I guess maybe because they're real quick. It's just,
yeah. I've started following like a lot of, healers and you know, psychics and stuff on there, so there's just been a lot of, you know, good messages that come through. So I think that's why, but then I get lost in it. You know.
I've tried with TikTok, but like YouTube, I can get lost in YouTube, and 3-4 in the morning I'm still there watching videos. My husband's like, are you gonna come to bed? And I'm like, after this video.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's the thing for me is YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. No, YouTube's good.
Yeah. Found a lot of interesting information on there. So.
Oh yeah. There's a plethora of information on there. I tried to start a YouTube channel. I have a few videos, but I just wasn't able to keep up.
Right. You know? Yeah. It's, to me, it is a little difficult to keep up, and
eventually I'll do more videos or something, but again I run into the copyright issue.
Right, that is an issue.
Yeah,
because I know YouTube has the same thing, because I know I had posted a video and I had put a song on that we had actually licensed through Adobe, and I got a copyright tag saying that like any monetization that I made on the video was going to go to the creator of the music. So I was like, well, dang it. It's crazy.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So any other questions, Rick?
Where can people reach you when it comes to actually setting up the Zoom classes?
Mostly on Facebook. Where I post about it. And that's in my Facebook group, Divinity in Motion with Cheryl Mazza, the healing dancer. Also on my, I have a business page on Facebook, which is just Cheryl Mazza, the healing dancer, or Instagram at the healing dancer. And sometimes I put stuff on my website as well, which is thehealingdancer.com.
Do you have your schedule set up on your website so people want to see when you have your classes, or if they want to schedule a private reading with you?
I don't have the classes on my website yet, because right now I'm still working on starting January, like for 2022. Mm-hmm. I am doing a class December 9th, next Thursday night, and that's on my Facebook, which I'll be posting about that again soon. But yeah, to set up readings, you can either reach out to me on Facebook, or it is on my website where you can purchase a session and set that up. Also with distant energy healing.
Okay. And how does it work? Like the distant energy healing as opposed to being in person? Is there more of a benefit to being in person, or is it pretty much the same regardless?
It's pretty much the same. It's just, yeah, I set up a Zoom, so this way you can see me.
Mm-hmm.
And I run the session the same way. The only difference is I'm not like putting my hands on you, you know, but it works exactly the same energy wise.
Interesting.
Yeah. Some people actually that wanted an in-person session with me because they felt they would get more out of it, but then decided to do the distant, because they didn't work out in person for whatever reason, have said that they actually got a lot out of the distant, like what they would have expected in person.
Oh, okay. So I guess if you're doing it through the distant, I guess you're pulling from the energy in your, because I know you said like you do a lot of it yourself. So I guess you're pulling from the energy in your space around you, I guess, or like, how does that work?
Well, I'm still pulling like from the energy from, you know, the higher realms, from God, universe. And it's all about intention. So like I said, energy healing is all about intention. So I set the intention to send that energy healing to the person that I'm working with.
Interesting. Okay. So I guess since it's coming from the universe and universe is limitless, you can be anywhere. And
yeah, you can be anywhere, anytime. I can send energy healing to someone who's about to go into surgery, you know.
Oh, okay.
Tell me like what the hospital is, what date and time, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And I could send it ahead of time if I wanted to. I don't have to do it right at that time.
Interesting.
I can send it to the past.
Really? How do you send it to the past?
Again, it's all about setting intention, because a lot of the things that we bring with us to like now are from the past, you know, emotional things and stuff like that. So it's all working on helping to heal the past so that you can heal in the now.
Interesting.
That makes sense. Right. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I know a lot of times, like when you work with therapists and they're doing, they sometimes have you do like, cause I know something about where you're like talking to your past self or something like that. And what would you say? So I guess it's kind of the same thing, or it's all about intention, or.
It's all about intention. Yeah. Yeah. You can like, think of a, you know, a time in the past that comes up and realize that that's what's causing whatever right now, you know, like whatever the situation is. And then just set the intention to send healing back on your timeline. And then it helps, you know, bring it up to where you are right now.
Interesting. I may have to be contacting you for one of those readings before too much longer.
You don't want to bring up a lot of the past.
No, I want to get past the past. That's the point.
Want to get past it. Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
Let it go.
I'm working with my own guide just to get through a lot of pain and anguish when it comes to, you know, the things that happened in my past.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Same here.
Yeah. Yeah. Same here. We're all working on past.
Exactly. Yeah. Nobody's had it good in a sense. So we're all trying to get through something.
We're all trying to learn how to get through this game called life where, you know, the winner leaves everything on the earth.
Yes.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what you have, gold or silver or houses or rent, you know. When you're dead, it's here on the earth.
Here, yeah. Do that.
Yes.
We do appreciate you being on the show today. And I am very proud and pleased to meet you and to have you part of the Skeptic Psychic group on Facebook.
Thank you. Well, I am very honored to be in that group. I love it. I love it. And I love your podcast. I love it.
I'm glad.
I've learned a lot from your podcast and different people that you've interviewed.
We've talked to many people and are like, you're skeptic, but you're psychic. Are you going to be mean to me? No.
Yes. Yes. We've had a few people say, well, I'm a little nervous. You say you're a skeptic. And we're like, oh, that doesn't mean much.
Yeah. Well, because we've all had those experiences with skeptical people.
Right, exactly. But you got to be a little skeptic in life to get through.
Oh, yeah. 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 Makes it interesting.
Yes, definitely.
Do you have any questions, concerns, or anything that you might like to bring up again, Kim?
Just for our listeners to make sure you rate us on Apple Podcasts. And if you rate us, give us a review. That helps us go up in the ranks so that if people want to find great paranormal shows, they can find us easier. And if anybody has any thoughts or questions or any ideas for future shows, they can email us at info@skepticpsychic.com.
Well, that sounds really good, but I was asking, you had anything for Miss Maza?
Sorry.
I guess it's since I feel like I know her so well. we do communicate quite a bit through Facebook, and I was trying to remember exactly how we met the other day, and I was like,
I know
I can't remember, but
I don't know if it was like through somebody or if you found,
I don't know, but it's been a blessing.
Yes. Yeah, same with you.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, if anybody has any questions, they can always reach out to me on Facebook. I'm open to answer whatever anyone wants to know.
I did request to actually join your page.
Oh, okay. I will approve you as soon as we're done.
Awesome. Yes, and I will definitely include your Instagram.
It's not through the Skeptic Psychic, but it's actually through me personally.
Okay.
Just want to let you know, as soon as you get this weird, Richard Gregg wants to follow you on Facebook.
Woo! Yeah. I know who you are now. Yeah.
Oh.
Thank you.
But yes, we're so grateful to have you on the show. Thank you for joining us. And we hope you had fun with us today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was awesome. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. And anything else you'd like to add, Richard?
Again, it is a pleasure to actually have you on here. And like I said, Michael Jackson is my second favorite entertainer of all time. First is Elvis. Then Michael, then it's a tie between Gene and Fred Astaire. So
yes. They are the greats.
So. Yes,
I'm more into dancing and singing than I am anything else. So
yes, I can vouch for that.
I love that. I love it. We can dance and sing together then in the group.
Yes.
So as we close today, we want to let you know that you can reach Cheryl Maza on her Facebook and Instagram. On the Facebook page, it's Cheryl Maza, the Healing Dancer. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And if you have any other questions, you can ask it on our Facebook page or on her Facebook page. Again, we're the Skeptic Psychic on Facebook. We also have a website, skepticpsychic.com. Questions, answers, emails, we welcome them all. If you got an idea for somebody to come on the show, you're more than welcome to email us and say, hey, I know Chris Fleming is really listening to you guys and he would like to be on the show. Hint, Chris.
That would be a dream.
But again, thank you again for being on the show. And as we close out, I just want to let you know that Facebook, we're on Apple, we're on Google. That if you want to rate us 5 stars, we would appreciate it, but we'll take any rating you've got. Thank you again. And as I like to close out, unpleasant nightmares.
Good night, everybody. Sweet dreams.
All right, thanks. Bye.